Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，主日平安。
It is wonderful to be with you on this Sunday morning.
在主日的早晨我很高兴能和大家再次在一起。
Let me open us up in a word of prayer.
我们开始前先一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new day.
我们在天上的父，我们为着这一天感谢你。
We thank you that we can be together as a body, Chinese and English congregations together.
我们为着我们能在同一个身体里，中文和英文的合堂聚会，在这里敬拜你。
We thank you that it is you who calls us to worship together.
我们感谢你，因为是你把我们召集在一起，在这里敬拜你。
That we all have one God.
我们都有同一位神。
And one Savior.
同一位救主。
And one Lord of our lives.
同一位主在我们的生命当中。
Lord, so speak to us this morning.
求主这个早晨就向我们说话。
Your children are listening.
你的儿女在向你在倾听你的说话。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Earlier this year, I was talking to my wife about the story of Abraham.
今年早些时候，我和我的太太在谈论关于亚伯拉罕的故事。
And we were talking about the story of Abraham offering up his son Isaac.
我们讲到亚伯拉罕把他的孩子以撒献给神。
And we were talking about the difficulty that we have understanding that God could ask Abraham to sacrifice Isaac.
我们讲到这是如何一件困难的事，当神要亚伯拉罕把他的自己的儿子献上。
It feels wrong when people give human sacrifice to idols, and it also feels wrong to give a human sacrifice to God.
如果把人作为祭献给偶像是件是件错的事，那么如果把人作为祭献给神，那就更加不对了。
But lately in my own Bible reading, I've been reading through Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers.
在最近的读经的经历里面，我读出埃及记、民数记和申命记。
And God's constantly
利未记。
And God's constantly emphasizing through his word that everything belongs to him.
神在他的话语当中不断地强调一切都是属他的。
The firstborn belong to him.
长子是属于他的。
The Israelites belong to him.
以色列民是属于他的。
And even the land itself belongs to God.
这个一切土地也是属于神的。
So with that in mind, God tells us not to sacrifice our children to idols, not because he's against sacrifice, but because he's against giving idols what is rightfully God's and God's alone.
神不要禁止我们把孩子给偶像献祭，并不是因为这件事本身，而是因为我们不应该把不属于偶像的东西献给他们，因为一切都是属于神他自己的。
He asked for our first fruits, because they represent all of our work and all of our resources.
我们把初熟的果子献给他，是因为他表示了我们所有的努力和工作。
And even though God could ask for our firstborn children,He tells the Israelites that they must redeem them.
虽然神可以叫我们把长子献给他，但是他告诉以色列的百姓，他会救赎他们。
That is, we must pay back to get our firstborn instead of killing them as sacrifice.
我们 可以不是把我们的长子杀掉献祭，而是我们可以把他们赎回。
The earth is the Lord's and everything in it.
全地都是属于神的。
Therefore, the way we live our lives must reflect this truth.
所以我们生活的行为方式都应该是这个真理的反应。
As we begin our worship, let us sing hymn number 12, This is my Father's world.
当我们开始敬拜的时候，我们要唱我们唱这第十二首诗歌，这是天父世界。这确实是我们天父的世界。
I was reflecting on the second verse that we just sang.
我刚刚在思想我们唱的第二节。
That one of the things that it means to for this world to be our Father's world is that He speaks through it.
这是天父世界的其中的一个意思，是他是借着这个世界向我们说话的。
The birds sing, the flowers speak.
小鸟展翅飞鸣，好花美丽。
Declaring their maker's praise.
证明天理精深。
And he speaks through the rustling grass.
风他也借着这个风吹的草说话。
And then it ends the verse with this line, He speaks to me everywhere.
他在到处向我们说话。
That is a wonderful promise that we have, that God speaks to us everywhere.
神在每一处都向我们说话，这是一个美好的应许。
Especially in times of trouble, don't we long for God to speak to us?
特别是在我们有难处、困难的时候，我们不是渴望神向我们说话。
Or when we face difficult decisions, how we wish, oh, how we wish God would speak to us.
当我们要做一个艰难的决定的时候，我们多么希望神向我们说话。
But atheists believe there is no God to even communicate with.
但是有些人就是难以相信神可以是向他们说话交通的。
And agnostics believe that God has not or does not communicate.
那些不知论者则相信神没有也不会向他们交通说话。
Where do we Christians get the audacity to say God speaks to me everywhere?
所以他们觉得我们基督徒怎么有这样的胆量说神在各处都向我们说话。
This morning I want to look at Psalm chapter 19.
今天早上我们一起来看诗篇第十九篇。
Psalms chapter 19 declares God speaks to us everywhere.
诗篇十九篇讲到了神在每一个地方都向我们说话。
So let us start reading Psalm chapter 19.
所以让我们先一起来念诗篇第十九篇。
And we're going to start just with the first section to start off with.
先念第一部分。
For the director of music, a psalm of David.
大卫的诗，教育灵长。
The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
Day after day they pour forth speech, night after night they display knowledge.
这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。
There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard.
无言无语也无声音可听。
Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world.
他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。
In the heavens he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course.
神在其间为太阳安设帐幕，太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然奔路。
It rises at one end of the heavens, and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat.
它从天这边出来，绕到天那边，没有一物被隐藏，不得它的热气。
Here we have the first voice.
这里我们听到了神的第一种声音。
It is the voice of creation.
这是关于创造的声音。
All heaven, all creation speaks.
所有的诸天，所有神的创造都在说话。
But what does it say?
他们都在说什么呢？
Psalm says they proclaim the glory of God.
诗篇说，他们述说神的荣耀。
Now that word glory in the Hebrew is from the word that means weight or heaviness.
这个荣耀在希伯来原文的字是的意思是重量的意思。
In the ancient times, how could you tell how great a king was?
在古代的时候，你怎样才能知道一个王是多么的伟大呢？
You could tell by their weight.
你可以从他们的分量上、重量上来讲。
I'm not necessarily saying you put them on a scale.
我并不是说你要把他们放到磅秤上面去。
But how much riches they had.
而是说他们有多么的丰富和富有。
How much gold they had.
啊，他们有多少的金银财富。
How much resources they had.
他们有多少的资源。
How much of an army they had.
他们有多少的军队。
And even how heavy their clothes were.
甚至他们的衣饰有多重。
Or how heavy their crown was.
或他们的王冠有多重。
That's why this word is translated glory.
所以这个字被翻译成荣耀。
So when creation tells of the glory of God, it is telling of how majestic he is, how great and awesome he is.
所以诸天书说神的荣耀，这是在讲到他的神是如何的庄严宏伟，如何的令人敬畏。
Romans 1:20 says this.
罗马书一章二十节这么说。
For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽然是眼不能见，但是借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
So creation tells of the glory of God.
所以创造是述说着神的荣耀。
Verse 2 says day after day and night after night.
第二节说到这日到那日。
They are constantly telling of the glory of God.
他们不断地述说神的荣耀。
It's not that you look at creation and you have to look right at the exact right time to see the glory of God.
不是说你在看到创造的时候不要在某一个特定的时间才能看得出来。
All the time, every day, it says they pour out speech.
每天无时无刻他们都在述说着神的话语。
That word pouring has that symbol of a continuous, uninterrupted proclamation.
这个是一个不断的连续的一个传扬述说。
But of course, verse 3, we see that creation does not communicate in language that we can understand.
创造的向我们述说的是通过一个特殊的言语，我们是可以明白的。
So that's why the psalmist says there's no speech or language.
这就是为什么诗篇的作者说无言无语，也无声音可听。
It is similar to how art can speak to us.
这跟艺术向我们说话的方式很接近，很类似。
A painting can convey information and emotions to us.
一幅油画可以向我们传递情绪和感情。
Of course, the painting itself doesn't speak to us with words.
这幅画当然自己不会向我们说话。
But the artist is portraying things and speaking to us through his or her art.
但是艺术家借着他的画向我们说话。
So therefore, the most important thing is not that creation itself speaks to us, but that its creator is speaking through the creation to us.
所以重要的是，并不是受造物本身向我们说话，而是造物主借着受造，借着他们向我们说话。
So although we see creation speaks, we really should say,God speaks.
所以我们虽然说受造的向我们说话，但是我们其实说的是神 通过他所造的向我们说话。
God is intentionally using all of his creation to communicate with us.
神是定义用他所造的所有的受造物向我们说话。
This is the first voice of God.
这是神的第一种声音。
He speaks his glory.
他述说他的荣耀。
And he speaks it in verse 4 to all the earth.
在第四节里，他也把说他的言语传到地极。
Their voice goes out to all the earth. Their words go to the ends of the world.
他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。
In other words, God speaking through creation, his voice is heard by everyone.
所以也就是说神的话语是被所有的人听到的。
And it affects everyone in the world.
它也影响到每个在地上的人。
And he gives an example of the sun.
他用太阳来作为比方。
He speaks in poetry about the sun bursting forth every day.
他在诗篇里说神太阳每一天都在从地上升起像如同新郎出洞房。
And everyone sees the sun.
每个人都看到太阳。
And it says at the end of verse 6, nothing is hidden from its heat.
在第六节末尾说，没有一物被隐藏，不得它的热气。
So just like the sun in the sky is seen by everyone, it also affects everyone.
就像太阳在天空中被所有人都看到，太阳也影响到所有的人。
That's just one part of creation.
他这个只是创造的一部分。
The psalmist says, all of creation speaks to God's glory.
这个诗歌的作者说，诸天所有的被造物都述说神的荣耀。
Everything we can see speaks to us from God.
所有我们所见的每一样东西，神都借着他们向我们说话。
So when we look out our windows, or even just when we open up our eyes in the morning, we should be able to see the glory of God.
对，当我们每天早上起来，当我们每天看窗外的时候，我们都能够知道神在借着这些东西向我们说话。
And as wonderful as this is, this isn't enough.
当然这是非常奇妙的事情，但是还不够。
Unless God speaks to us with another voice, we will never be able to enter into a relationship with Him.
除非神再用另外一种声音对我们说话，我们不可能和他形成一种关系。
If when I was younger, I only watched a video of my wife, I would be able to know some things about her, but I would never be able to know her as a person.
如果在年轻的时候我只看过我的妻子的一段视频，但是我只是知道她，但是不可能跟她形成一种达成一种关系。
So in the same way, creation tells us how great God is.
神的创造告诉我们神是如何的伟大。
But it doesn't give us the knowledge to relate to him in any way.
但是他并没有让我们有任何的方法知识可以和他建立一种关系。
And so therefore we need God's second voice.
所以我们就需要神的第二种声音。
And this begins in verse 7.
这就是从第七节开始的。
The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple.
耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心。耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。
The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes.
耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心。耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。
The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous.
耶和华的道理清洁，道理洁净，存到永远。耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。
The second voice that God uses is His word.
神的第二种声音就是神他自己的话语。
He speaks through us not only through creation, but he speaks with his own words in the Bible.
他不但借着他所创造的向我们说话，他也借着他的在他圣经的话语向我们说话。
Now, David refers to God's word with six different pictures.
大卫用六幅不同的图景向我们述说了神的话语。
And gives six different descriptions.
他给了我们六种描述。
And six effects.
和六种果效。
Although they don't all mean exactly the same thing, many of the words that David uses have very similar meanings.
虽然他们的意思并不是完全同样，但是很多对大卫这里用的字有类似的意思。
He describes or calls the word of God the law of the Lord.
他把神的话语称作神的律法。
The statutes of the Lord.
法度。
The precepts of the Lord.
神的主的训词。
The commands of the Lord.
耶和华的命令。
The fear of the Lord.
耶和华的道理。
And the ordinances of the Lord.
耶和华的典章。
They're all very similar in meaning.
他们在意思上都很相近。
They speak to what God desires from his people.
他们说出了神对他的百姓所期望的事情。
They speak what is lacking from creation.
他们也述说了从创世以来神所看到在世上所缺乏的。
How can we be in a relationship with God?
我们如何才能和神建立一个关系？
How can we know the God of all creation?Not just with an academic knowledge, but how can we know him personally?
我们如何能够认识这位神，不只是在知识上的一种认识，而是在关系上的一种完全的建立。
He gives us his law.
他把他的律法给我们。
And I know as Christians, we think of law as pretty negative.
我知道我们作为基督徒，我们听到律法这个字啊，我们的负面的印象就出来了。
But if you look at the Jewish people, they looked at the law as something joyful.
但是如果你看犹太人，他们把律法是看作一件很让人高兴的事。
Not because they love living legalistically.
并不是因为他们喜欢过一种律法主义的生活。
But because they had the law of God, they could know God.
因为他们如果有了这样一位讲律法的神，他们就得以认识这位神。
The law reflected the character and personality of God.
这个律法显明了神的性情和态度。
And David describes God's word as perfect.
大卫把耶和华的律法称为全备。
It's trustworthy.
确定。
It's right.
正直。
It's radiant.
清洁。
It endure, it's pure.
洁净。
And it's sure.
还有真实。
Perfect just means complete.
啊，全备也就是完全的意思。
Not lacking anything.
啊，不缺乏任何东西。
That in God's word, there's all that we need to know God.
在神的话语里面，神已经把所要知、所要认识他、知道他的东西全部写在里面了。
And that because we have God's word, there is great effect on us.
所以如果我们知道神的话，啊，这对我们有很大的影响。
He says that it refreshes the soul.Revives the soul.
这里讲他神的话苏醒人心。
It makes wise the simple.
使愚人有智慧。
That is, it teaches wisdom to those that don't know.
啊，使那些不知道他的愚人有智慧。
It gives joy to the heart.
他让快活使快活人的心。
Give light to the eyes.
啊，明亮人的眼目。
That's just a fancy way of saying it gives us life.
这就是说，他神将生命赐给你。
It endures forever.
存到永远。
And it is altogether righteous.
而且全然公义。
And although we could pick apart every single word, I don't think that's that profitable for us this morning.
啊，我觉得虽然我们可以一个一个字来解释，但是对我们今天早上的讨论啊，并不是有更太大的益处。
Because what David wants to emphasize is stated in the next two verses.
大卫所要讲的是在下面两节。
Verse 10, they are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey, than sweeter from the comb.
都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下地的蜜甘甜。
By them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward.
况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些便有大赏。
Because God's word has such great effect, we should hold it as valuable.
所以，因为神对我们的果效是如此的强大，所以我们要把它看作比任何东西都要珍贵。
What else do we know of that can revive our soul.
我们所知道的其他任何东西，有任何其他东西还可以苏醒我们的人心吗？
Or what else do we know can make the wise, make simple, turn wise?
还有什么其他的东西能让愚人有智慧吗？
And what else can give joy and life to us?
还有什么其他的东西能快活人的心吗？
So David compares God's word to gold, the most precious thing that he knew of.
所以大卫把神的话比作金子啊，是那是比金金是人所知道最珍贵的事物。
Even compared with pure gold.
啊，甚至是金金。
God's word is more precious.
神的话比金金还要珍贵。
So therefore, we shouldn't accept any substitutions.
所以我们不能以任何其他的事物来代替。
That God's word is so wonderful because in verse 11, it warns us of sin. And it promises great reward.
神的话是如此的奇妙，所以他在十一节里讲啊，我们可以受警戒啊，不去犯罪啊，可以有大赏。
I think that's another way of saying it tells us what God doesn't like and it tells us what God likes.
这也就是神用另外一种方式告诉我们神喜欢的是什么，神不喜悦的是什么。
As a voice of hearing and understanding who God is, God's word is invaluable.
这就是我们借着神的声音能够借着他的话语能知道神所看重的是什么。
But oftentimes we don't see it as so valuable.
但是很多时候我们并不是把这些事情看得那么有价值。
We let ourselves get scammed day in and day out.
我们时时常常每一天都被一些事情所欺骗。
In high school, my uncle gave me some packs of a collectible card game.
在我高中的时候，我的一位叔叔给了我几包可收集的游戏卡。
This is a game where it has lots of different cards and they're all different and they all do different things and they all have different value.
这包卡有许多种各种类型各种不一样的游戏卡，他们每一张卡都有不同的价值。
And I brought them to school, and some of my classmates that had been playing the game for a long time wanted to see what cards I had.
我把这几盒卡带到我们学校，给我的这个同学看，向他们展示，我有各种各样的游戏卡，和他们有这样的游戏卡，有什么不一样？
And they had a lot of advice for me and how to play the game.
然后他们就向我提出各样的建议，如何玩这样的游戏。
And they wanted to trade me a card that they had for a card that I had.
他们要用他们手中的一些卡和我手里的卡做交换。
They told me how great their card was, how useful it was, and how valuable it was.
他们告诉我他们手中的卡是多么的有价值，多么的有用多么的值钱。
Not knowing any better, I accepted the trade.
我当然什么都不懂，所以我就接受了这个交易。
It seemed like they were making this trade in my best interests.
看上去他们好像是为了我最好的为了我的利益才做这样的交易。
Many years later, I sold off all my cards.
很多年以后我把这些卡都卖掉了。
And the card that I had traded away was worth $20.
那些我换出去的卡已经值20块钱一张。
But the card that I was given, that I was told was so valuable, was only worth a few pennies.
那些我换进来的被告知是值很多钱的那些换进来的卡大概只值几分钱几毛钱。
Now, you may laugh at the young, gullible Pastor Dan, but in reality, we're all that gullible.
你也许会笑那时候我是年轻容易被欺骗但是在事实当中我们都是那样容易被欺骗。
At the end of a long, hard day, we could have our devotional time.
在每天我们很长的劳累工作以后我们觉得我们大概可以灵修有时间了。
We could sit down and read our Bible if we haven't done it earlier in the day.
我们觉得我们在一天的结尾我们大概可以有时间坐下来读圣经。
But we're faced with many other options.
但是我们也有很多其他的选择。
And most of them seem, at the time, more worthwhile.
而且其他各样的选择在那个时候看上去好像更值得去做。
There's TV shows.
有电视节目。
There's the news.
有新闻。
There's social media.
社交媒体。
There's YouTube.
有 YouTube 油管的频道。
And there's video games.
还有各样的电子游戏。
All these and much more call us, and we, like gullible children, answer.
所有的这些东西都在呼唤我们啊，这啊，我们就像那些啊容易被欺骗的小孩一样啊，去回应他们。
We get scammed.
我们被欺骗了。
Not only do we let ourselves get scammed, we scam ourselves.
不但我们是让我们自己被骗，我们也常常的是骗我们自己。
Given the choice, we do not often choose God's word.
如果我们有选择的话，我们通常不会选择神的话。
Because like me with that game, we do not usually know what is really valuable.
就像我拿游戏卡的那个交易，我们通常不知道什么才是真正有价值的。
And David is screaming us through the words of Psalm 19, God's word is more valuable than anything else in the whole world.
所以大卫在诗篇里啊向我们呼喊，神的话比任何世界上的都要宝贵。
This is God himself, creator of the world, speaking to us.
也就是神这位创世的主啊，在他的话语里向我们说话。
It allows us to get to know personally the most powerful and glorious God of all creation.
这样的话语能让我们借着这样的话语能够让我们认识这位最荣耀最伟大的创世主。
So these are the two voices that God speaks to us with.
所以这是神向我们说话的两种声音。
God speaks with his first voice through creation.
神向我们说话的第一种声音是他的创造。
Tells us how great he is.
向我们述说他是何等的伟大。
God speaks with his second voice, his word.
所以神的第二种声音就是他的话语。
To tell us what he is like and what he desires from us.
他向我们讲出了他的性情，他所喜悦的是什么。
But yet with these two voices, somehow we and humanity as a whole have a hard time hearing the voice of God.
即使有了这两种声音，我们作为人还是不太容易明白神向要我们所说的。
We fail to hear God's word and voice through creation.
我们似乎能听到神借着创造向我们所说的。
Romans 1:18 says this.
罗马书一章第十八节这么说。
The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness.
原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。
Since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them.
神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。
For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
The psalmist says, all creation speaks to the glory of God.
诗篇说，诸天述说神的荣耀。
But yet we don't hear.
但是我们听不到。
In fact, I heard this one biologist say that he needs to remind himself every time he looks at creation that there is no God.
事实上，我听到有这样一位生物学家这么说过，他说，他需要常常的提醒自己，当他看到，这个世界其实是神创造的，但他却需要提醒自己，这个后面没有神。
He's hearing the voice, but he doesn't believe it.
他是听到这样的声音，但是他不相信。
He ignores it.
他对此忽略。
In the words of Romans 1, he covers up the truth.
就像罗马的猪一样，他是没有看到向他呈现的东西。
And not only do we fail to hear God's word through creation, we fail to hear God's word through His word.
不但我们在神的创造里面没有听到神的声音，我们在神的话语里面，我们也很难听到了。
Romans 3:19 says this.
罗马书三章十九节这么说。
Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God.
我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下的人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神的审判之下。
Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our sin.
所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
That's why, coming back to Psalm 19, the psalmist says in verse 12, But who can discern their own errors? Forgive me my hidden faults.
所以我们回到诗篇的第十二节，讲到谁能知道自己的错失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。
Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me.Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression.
求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪，不容这罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
耶和华，我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
Come face to face with God's two voices of creation and the word, David the psalmist comes face to face with his sin.
大卫我们的诗人在神的两种声音面前，他的创造和他的话语面前，他也看到了他自己所犯的罪。
Inability to hear and obey God's voice through creation and through his word.
他自己没有办法遵行神的话语尽管神借着他的创造和他的经文上的话语向他说话。
So what David says points to the need for a third voice.
所以大卫在这里指出了需要有第三种声音的需要。
And the third voice is the voice of the Redeemer.
所以这第三种声音也就是那个救赎主的声音。
The last verse calls God my rock and my Redeemer.
十四节讲到耶和华是我的磐石，我的救赎主。
That Hebrew word Redeemer is the word for a next of kin.
这个希伯来原文，这个救赎主是跟 最亲近的 亲人当中的意思是一样的。
And this next of kin has the ability to buy back or redeem a relative who has fallen into slavery or has the responsibility to execute vengeance against someone who has murdered a kinsman.
这个最亲的亲人啊，可以有能力把一个亲戚啊赎回或买回来啊。如果这个人是被卖为奴的话，或者这个最亲的亲人也有权利啊，对这个如果他的亲人被杀的话，他可以施行报复。
So when Psalm 19 uses this word for God, he's pointing to an ability that God alone has.
所以当诗篇19篇用这个字救赎主来指称神的时候，他也指出神也有这个能力来做这些事情。
To rescue and save mankind when we can't give God the glory through creation and we can't live a perfect life through according to his law.
当我们没有能力活出这样一个完美的生命，也没有行出神给我们的律法神就有这样的能力当我们也没有办法把荣耀归把荣耀把创世的荣耀归给神的时候，神也这样的能力来拯救人类。
So where does this third voice of redemption come from?
所以这个拯救的第三种拯救的声音是从哪里来的呢？
Hebrews 1:1 has the answer for us.
希伯来书一章一节是这样回答的。
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways.
神记在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe.
就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
Here's the missing third voice.
这个就是还缺我们还没有听到的第三种声音。
It's God speaking through his Son.
是神借着他的爱子向我们说话。
And Romans 3:21 tells us what he says through his Son.
罗马书三章二十一节向我们讲了神借着他的爱子向我们说了些什么。
Romans 3:21, but now apart from the law of righteousness of God, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile.
就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的，并没有分别。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。
The voice of Christ tells us that we are loved.
接耶稣基督的声音告诉我们，我们是被爱的。
Voice of Christ tells us we are forgiven because of his death on the cross.
耶稣基督的声音告诉我们，因为基督在十字架上的死，我们都被赦免了。
The voice of Christ says that we are now God's children.
基督的声音告诉我们，我们现在都是神的儿女。
And it's because of this last voice that we can hear truthfully and obey God's other voices.
因为这借着最后一个声音，我们可以真真实实的听到神的话语，并遵行他所说的话。
So now we have all of God's voices speaking to us.
现在我们有所有的神的声音借向我们说话了。
Let us hear the voice of God.
让我们听到神的声音。
And let us live our lives according to what he says.
让我们遵行，让我们生活都遵行他所说的话。
To hear God's first voice through creation.
借着神所创造的，我们听到神的第一种声音。
That God is great and glorious.
神是伟大的，荣耀的。
Worthy of praise.
配得一切的赞美。
Let us listen to God's second voice through his word.
让我们在他的话语里听到他的第二种声音。
Let us get to know him.
让我们借着他的话语能够认识他，亲近他。
And let us know him through his third voice, his son.
让我们能够借着他的爱子，能够听到他的第三种声音。
That tells us we are forgiven.
这种声音告诉我们，我们已经被赦免。
And tells us that we are his own.
也告诉我们，我们是属他的。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you that you are not a silent God.
父神，我们感谢你，因为你并不是一位沉默的神。
You are not like the gods of this world that are made out of metal or wood.
你并不是像这个世界所造出来的神是用木头和金属所做的。
But that you speak with a mighty voice.
你用一个强有力的声音向我们说话。
Help us to hear your voice each and every day.
帮助我们每天都能听到你的声音。
Let us hear your voice through all creation.
让我们借着你所创造的听到你的声音。
To look for your word, look for your voice in your word.
让我们在你的话语里面能够找寻听到你的声音。
And to accept the voice of Jesus for our sin.
接受基督耶稣他的声音向我们说话能够把我们的罪所赦免。
Speak to us, your children are listening.
向我们说话，你的儿女在倾听。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.